The focus of today is the road ahead, and it is connected with the passage that Tina read for you from Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter. It's a story about Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and it was the beginning of the way of the cross. It's his first step that really begins to shift the opinion of the people and the leaders against Jesus. And the question I want to explore with you this morning is, did Jesus really know that he was going to die on the cross? Did Jesus really know that he was going to die on the cross? Now, I'm sure Jesus was aware of what was going on. He had talked to the disciples as they were walking along, and he said that he's going to go to Jerusalem, he's going to be betrayed, and he's going to be put to death. He knew that he was creating some tension between the traditional Jewish church and the new spirituality that he was talking about. And we hear that the leaders were trying to find ways to trap Jesus all the way through his ministry, but they couldn't find ways. And so he enters into Jerusalem, and I wonder if he really did know. Now, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, there's lots of passages that speaks about the obedient servant. It talks about the suffering servant that goes in and is betrayed, and the lamb that is sent to be slaughtered. And Jesus, I'm sure, was aware of all of those passages. But I'm not sure he really understood that he was going to die on a cross. I think Jesus knew he was going to die. But I wonder if he thought he was going to die more like John the Baptist, who, of course, was beheaded, or some of the other prophets who were executed and killed. But I wonder if he really understood the suffering element of what he was going to go through. There's a couple passages that make me wonder about this. In the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel, the 42nd verse, he says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done." And then even on the cross, he yells out and he screams, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And so I wonder if Jesus really understood the way he was going to die. I think he knew how he was going to die, but I don't know whether he knew that the road ahead led to so much suffering and pain. In the book of Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 5th verse, it talks about that Jesus came from God. And yet when he came, he gave away all his godly rights. He gave away all the privileges, and he came as a human being. He came as a servant. And he talked about how even as this servant would go and die on the cross. And so Jesus, I think, didn't know how he was going to die any more than you and I know how we're going to die. You know, some of us are going to die in a car accident, especially those of us who go really fast on the 401. Some of us are going to die of an illness. Some of us are going to get caught up in dementia and die in other ways. And just as you and I don't know how we're going to die because we don't get access to that information, I'm not sure that Jesus really understood that he was going to die in the way that he did. And yet, he had the ability to be faithful to the road ahead. And that's what I want to talk about and help us understand this morning. The roads of life, we're all on different kinds of roads. One of the first things is that we are always on a road of some kind. Now, when I talk about we're on a road, I'm not talking about a physical road. I'm talking about we're all on a journey. Even if you're confined in a wheelchair, even if you have no ability to get around, you are on a path in life. You are on a journey of life. It's just a journey inside in your thoughts and in your experiences. But we're all on this journey in life, and we encounter different things and different experiences. And some of those are really great. Some of those not so great. But one thing about the road of life is you never know the end. You don't get to see the end. You don't get to see the end of your road when you start out. You see the beginning, you see the curve that's coming up, but you have no idea what's around the curve or what's at the end of your life's journey. And some of the roads are unbearable, and we've seen that by some of our family members and friends. They go through incredibly difficult situations. Sometimes it's in relationships. Sometimes relationships break down, and it's just incredibly painful for families to try to deal with that situation. For others, it might be an illness or a sickness. You know, it could be a long-term situation where, you know, life just seems to just melt away, you know, moment by moment by moment. And others are caught in suffering and difficulty, and where some people, their roads and their pathways seem almost unbearable, just like Jesus' path. I think that's what happened in the garden. Jesus all of a sudden became aware of the burden of what God was asking him to do. And it was part of him that wanted to get out of that. And that's, I think, that struggle, that wrestling that was in the garden, you know, and he wrestled so strongly that, you know, the sweat was like drops of blood. And yet he gets to that faithful place where he says, but not what I want, but your will be done. And then even on as he's heading towards the cross, he's whipped and he's stripped, he's got a crown on, he's carrying the cross, and he stumbles on the road. And then they ask this person that's at the side of the road to pick up the cross that Jesus was supposed to be carrying. But because he could not bear the weight of that cross any longer, that man by the name of Simon carries that cross to the place of the skull. Sometimes there's bumps and detours along the way. And the question is, how do we take what Christ did? How do we see the road and the path that Christ walked and use it in a healthy and positive way to be a resource for you and I as we begin to walk and continue to walk the roads of our life? How do we navigate the roads of life in a healthy and a positive way? And there's some things that I think Christ teaches us in this passage and in this last week of his life that are really helpful for us. And the first one is to stay grounded in your connection with God. Jesus was always connected with God. When things were going well, there'd be passages that said, you know, early in the morning he got up and he went away. And those were his times of prayer. And even in the hard times, like in Gethsemane, he was there wrestling and struggling in his relationship with God. There was a strong connection, even in the most difficult times. And even when he speaks those words from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? It tells us that Jesus was still, even in that time of agony, connected with God. And he had this incredible ability to always, throughout his life, no matter what, to stay connected to the eternal one that gave him strength. And I think that's an important lesson for you and I, because it's easy for people to get distracted on our roads. When things happen, we get distracted in our illness, and we get distracted in our problems, in our difficulties, and sometimes we lose connection with the eternal one. Often people, when things are going in a very difficult or rotten way, often stop coming to worship. And I've seen that time and time again. You know, when I'm struggling and people say, well, I don't want to go and be upset. I don't want to go and come and cry. And so people stay home and they only come to worship when they seem to have it more together in their life. And yet Jesus said, it's in the moments of difficulty that's where the connection needs to be experienced the most. That's the time when we come to worship so we can be surrounded by other people of faith and they can hold us up and they can encourage and strengthen us at difficult times. So the first important thing to navigate our roads in life is to stay connected with God, no matter what. Even if you have to yell and scream at God, even if you yell at God and say, this is not fair, I shouldn't have to do this, I shouldn't have to experience this, you stay connected, because in that connection, there is help. The second thing is Jesus was able to keep his eye fixed on his destination. And that's what we do when to navigate our roads, is to be aware of what our destination is. For those of us who are Christian, our destination is not in this world. You are not designed to live in this world permanently. That's why we're like flowers of the fields, right? And the psalmist talks about that. The flower shines brightly in the middle of summer. Once you get to September and October, right, the petals start to wilt. The green leaves turn brown. And we're just like leaves. We're not meant to be designed to live in this world permanently. And our ultimate destination is to be in God's presence and in God's kingdom of love. And that's an important part for you and I to understand, because as we get older, life's not going to get incredibly better, right? You're not going to be stronger next year than you are today. Your mind may not be as sharp next year as you are today. Maybe it's not that sharp today, I don't know. But as we journey the roads and as we hit the bumps in the difficult times, it's important that we keep our vision on our destination, that ultimately our goal is to live in God's kingdom of love. And just having that awareness gives us strength to live through and move through the difficult times. And I believe that's one of the reasons why Jesus had the ability to endure the cross, was simply because he knew his destination was not going to be here, but in God's kingdom of love. And the third thing that helps to navigate our roads, I believe, is to keep connected with the community of faith. Because in the community of faith, we find support from one another. And to be active in that community of faith, not just be someone who walks in the door, worships, and then leaves, but who begins to make connections within the body of faith, so that when good things happen, we have people that celebrate with us, and when struggles come along, we have people that pray for us and surround us and encourage us and help us to live out our faith even in the most difficult and challenging moments. And I think that's why Jesus talked about, and the early Christians talked about, Christ being the head, because we gather in the name of Christ. And the promise is always that when we gather in that name, Christ's presence is with us. And the very last thing I think that Christ offers us is the blessing of the Lord's Supper. On the night that he was betrayed, when he was burdened, when he knew the end was near, he made sure he gave a resource to the disciples. The resource was the Lord's Supper. The reason they gathered in the upper room was for the Passover. And the Passover celebration had a connection with their forefathers. And it's about the story of leaving Egypt. And the blood of the lamb, which was put on the door beams. And then the angel of death passed over the households where the blood of the lamb had been spread. But Jesus takes some of this imagery and he changes it, and it becomes not the blood of the lamb so much as the blood of Christ. His energy that he gives for us so that we have new life through him. And the bread that is broken and he gives to the disciples becomes the bread of heaven, that spiritual resource that keeps us mindful of the deeper and the more significant things in life, like the spiritual presence of God's kingdom around us and within us, but something that we are yet to experience and enjoy. And so the challenge for us is to use some of the principles that I believe Jesus used in that last week. Because you and I have many more roads to walk. And the challenge is to walk those roads with faith, just as Jesus did. And to know that when we're walking the roads of life with faith, there's a promise that Jesus experienced and a promise that we are given. And that simply is that we are never alone on that road. And so this morning, we begin the first day of Holy Week. I hope that as you move through this week, that you take some time to read some of the biblical accounts of the story of Christ as he's walking that road that is ahead of him. I hope that you'll come to some of the special services that we have planned as a way of recognizing the way you can be resourced for the roads ahead for you. And may you always have the awareness that as you walk with faith, that you never walk that road alone. And may knowing that one important fact give you strength and courage to be Christ's faithful disciples today.